The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Welcome, everyone, to this edition of Kiss Your Life Hello. We're so happy that you can join us today. We have a full jam-packed session, and I think that you'll find some very, very exciting information here on today's show. But without much ado, let me call in my co-host, Dr. H. Are you there?
Good morning, my dear. I am doing great, thank you. And how is New York City faring?
Oh, it's fabulous. It's a little bit dreary today, but the sun has been out yesterday. It's still snow-covered ground, but it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. So we hope the weather is going to stay, you know, calmer here. We are expecting a cold, though.
Well, we're suffering here in Palm Springs with mid-70s.
I'm sure. Oh, my God. Looking at what the rest of the country is going through.
I used to live in Florida, and I was talking to a friend of mine last night that spoke at, we promoted the conference last year in West Palm Beach. It was actually last weekend, but last, I think it was in November, we promoted the program. It was Alternative Medicine for Cancer conference, and I was talking to my friend last night who spoke there, and in West Palm Beach, it was like 23 degrees, which is a rarity. It was a rarity. People walk around with their winter coats not knowing what to do, but it was a great conference. It was an excellent. They're going to have one again next year, and I have a feeling that you and I are going to be invited to speak to this one.
Yes, it's a very exciting conference, and you know, we took away quite a lot of information on chronic inflammation and disease, and that's been our, you know, fervent passion to educate people, not only on our show, but also wherever we speak in seminars, the link, the crucial link between chronic inflammation and disease. So having said that, you have some couple of tidbits that you're going to share on this section of Kiss Your Life Hello, where we talk about current news.
It was interesting because, you know, in your book, Prevent Cancer, you talk about the connection with chronic low pain inflammation with cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and other different factors. And I was reading this article that there was a study done out of one of the medical schools up in the northeast part of the country talking about chronic low pain inflammation and obesity.
Mm.
Now, I never think there would be tied into that. What they found, though, with the when we say low pain inflammation, we're talking about anything that ends with itis, so like arthritis, you know, cystitis. This is also going to have an inflammation, and sometimes we've had this inflammation, and there's been a problem with it, and then it, quote-unquote, goes away, but it doesn't go away. It subsides to a point where it just stays there, and it sort of like hums in our body for a long period of time until we do something with it, hopefully naturally. But the lack of exercise is connected with that. Some of the foods that we're eating, we're aggravating it because we're continuing with the inflammation. For example, we eat too much. And you and I talked about this, I think, a few weeks ago, where we take in too much omega-6s and not enough omega-3s.
Yes.
So too much omega-6s, which is in our vegetables, which is in our meats, for, you know, from the cattle, because they're being fed the omega-6s through the grains and everything. So we're taking so much omega-6s, and we're continually having this long-term inflammation, not enough omega-3s or curcumin, you know, in one of your products, you know, in the Jiva, the curcumin helps with anti-inflammatory. So it's interesting. We talk about cancer, we talk about heart disease, but here's a huge connection with chronic low pain inflammation and obesity.
You know, that's a very interesting thing because, you know that chronic low pain, when you're talking about that, what comes to my mind is osteoarthritis.
Right.
You know, the research is showing now that osteoarthritis is known to be initiated by viruses and fungi, as well as bacteria. But, you know, aggressive antibiotic treatment, you know, may work for most bacterial infections, but will not work for antibiotic-resistant bacteria or for viruses, you know, fungi or parasites. In these cases, the antibiotics, you know, have no effect. And, you know, so there's been a well-established connection between osteoarthritis and infection, and that researchers now can create this osteoarthritis, you know, in the laboratory. And that is another, you know, cause of major disability and painful disability in Americans, in millions of Americans, you know, every day as they suffer. In fact, one article here I have suggests that researchers want to study osteoarthritis in animals. All they do to induce the disease is simply inject Candida albicans. This is a fungus into the bloodstream, and osteoarthritis develops within days. So here we have Candida. It's a common inhabitant of the digestive tract. And antibiotic therapy, a poor lifestyle, and dietary choices, which we talk about in our show, which lower immunity, can allow this fungus to grow out of control. So, you know, it's very interesting, you know, the link between chronic inflammation and, you know, chronic infections and, you know, what the whole message is that we're trying to say. How do we, you know, stop chronic inflammation in the first place?
This is a huge point, what you mentioned before, that we being Americans and doctors writing prescriptions for antibiotics, we've overused antibiotics, and you and I talked about tuberculosis coming back.
Yes.
It's called now a multiple strain and a TB because the antibiotics are not working with tuberculosis, and TB is coming back now with the bacteria and the viruses that are just saying, you know, antibiotics, they're not helping anymore, so we can now become a little bit stronger, and we can go back into the body. So this whole connection over here, you brought up a real good point, and osteoarthritis is a huge, huge factor. Rheumatoid arthritis is another factor, too, of where you have that chronic low pain inflammation, and that creates havoc to the body, especially as a child.
Yes, yes. And we'll probably be doing one section on, you know, getting an expert to talk about, you know, what are the measures we can do. Now, we talked a lot about curcumin and even fermented soy in my book, Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers. And you, Dr. H., have talked a lot about it. But we're having an interesting guest today, also talking in a very prevalent way, a prevalent problem, a common recurrent problem that's happening in our community, in our society, in our country, and in the world over. Would you like to introduce our guests and tell us a little bit about, you know, your background with our guest today?
Sure, be glad to. The gentleman that we're going to be speaking to today, which is all excited about being on our show, is Joe Lesky. And Joe is the president of a company called Perigum. It's PERI-GUM. It's a natural oral solution. And somebody had contacted me, I guess last year, right after I had some gum surgery, and I wish I would have known it before. And so I called Joe up, and he's out of New Jersey, and he sent me a few bottles, which I really appreciated. And there's such a huge difference to take something natural in our body, because periodontal disease is mind-blowing. I mean, it's probably just almost common as a common cold today with people just getting that and going to the dentist and spending thousands and thousands of dollars and doing periodontal disease. So with any further doubt, I want to bring on Joe. Joe, welcome to our show. How are you?
I'm terrific, Doctor. How are you? And Dr. Nair.
Welcome on the show, Joe. You know we have a lot of things to say, so we wanted to introduce you early. Tell us a little bit about your background and what you're doing.
Well, my background is I was an engineer when I was working for other people. Well, now I'm working even for more people, trying
there
to help them with the most prevalent disease in the world, which is gum disease or periodontal disease. And, in fact, it's so important. In 2000, the Surgeon General issued a report on how oral health of interacts between that and general health, and how if your mouth is not healthy, your whole body gets sick with many of the diseases that you talk about, because gum disease, according to the Surgeon General, causes heart disease, diabetes, respiratory problems, and pregnant women who get gum disease are seven times more likely to have a premature low birth weight baby. And the American Dental Association says 3 out of 4 people over 35 have gum disease, and half the kids have gum disease. unfortunately, like low-grade inflammation, very few people know that they have it. First signs may be tenderness when brushing or some swelling or blood on the toothbrush or redness of the gums. And as plaque builds up, it increases the space between the teeth and the gums, and you get deep pockets. And my personal story goes this way. A few years ago, my son went for a regular dental checkup. His gums would bleed when he brushed his teeth. He thought it wasn't serious, and a lot of people did. The dentist says, your gums are so bad, you're probably going to have to pull all your teeth out. He's 31 at the time. The dentist said, if we don't pull them out, they'll probably fall out. He went to a second dentist for another opinion, and the second dentist says, you have a terrible infection. He was sent to a periodontist who gave him an antibiotic. He says, you come back in 2 or 3 weeks, we'll do the cleaning and surgery, as the doctor had. And I had been into natural healing for about 30 years. My son called me, what can he do to help his gums? I looked in my books on natural healing, made up a mouthwash for him in my kitchen where I'm sitting now, and told him to use it. He used it, went back to the periodontist. Periodontist, the antibiotic worked pretty good. Now we'll do the cleaning and surgery. My son said, do the cleaning, but no surgery. Periodontist insisted, you got to have surgery. Your gums are receded 12 to 14 millimeters. You got to have surgery. My son said, no, let's wait. Periodontist says, your gums are in very, very bad shape. You have to come in every 3 months for checkups. He's all committed for checkups. At his first checkup, his gums grew halfway back down to 7. Periodontist was amazed, but he said, you still need surgery because they tell you at 5 or 6 you need surgery. My son said, no, let's wait. At his next checkup, his gums grew back to where normal. Periodontist was amazed, but he took x-rays, and my son lost a lot of bone in his jaw from the infection and the receding gums. So he says, you're going to have bone grafts. They're very nice about bone grafts. They grind up bone either from an animal or a dead person, pack it in around your teeth, hope that your body absorbs it. Your body doesn't like to absorb foreign things. The periodontist took follow-up x-rays. All of the bone that my son lost from the infection and the receding gums grew back. Now the periodontist was really amazed. Getting ready to retire, said he never had seen anything like that before.
That's an amazing story.
Well, I have a couple of amazing testimonials that are similar to that. In fact,
Joe, before you go to further, Joe, we have a dentist on the line, so this is a pretty interesting conversation that we're going to have. Let's bring the dentist on, Joe, for a couple minutes, and then we'll be going to a break, probably in about 2 minutes.
Okay.
Dr. Peely?
Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, we are here.
We are here. Welcome to our show.
Good morning. Yeah, it was very interesting what the gentleman said.
What can you tell us about periodontal disease, Dr. Peely, in your experience as a dentist treating, you know, patients in your practice?
Well, as you said, periodontal disease actually starts out as what we call gum disease. That is, people, you know, start feeling we have bleeding gums. It attacks the gums. What periodontal disease is the disease of the supporting tissues of the tooth, which in general is the bone that supports the tooth and the gum that covers that bone. And it starts out as gum disease or gingivitis and progresses to periodontal disease when it attacks the bone. And, of course, the main cause is bacteria in the mouth. The basic way to keep this at bay is to clean the teeth, you know, either especially at home, you know, brushing, flossing, using mouthwashes and stuff like that. And, of course, having a professional checkup done on a regular basis. What more would you like to know, Dr. Nair?
Well, in your patients that come to see you, you know, how many of them have to go for surgery? You know, the experience that Joe had with his son, you know, with the receding, you know, gum. Is this a very common problem? I mean, the problem that comes to periodontal disease states?
Yes, in periodontal disease, by the time it attacks the bone, if you have lost a lot of bone and, of course, the gum recedes and the tooth starts to shake, surgery is one of the modalities used, but initially we try to control it with antibiotics and cleaning the teeth and the conservative method. But yes, surgery is one of the modalities used. But I'm amazed by what Joe said, the gum growing back.
Well, we need to hold on for 1 second because we need to go to our sponsors. So, Joe, hang on. Dr. Pele, hang on. Dr. Vijay and Dr. H, you're going to hang on, and we'll be right back with Kiss Your Life Hello.
Okay.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nayer's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show.
Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello, with Dr. Vijay and Dr. H. We're talking with Joe Lesky, the president of an awesome product called Perigum, P-E-R-I-G-U-M. Well, Joe, in the first 10, 15 minutes, actually, you had talked about periodontal disease, and a dentist, Dr. Pele, he had called in and talked about periodontal disease. So we talked about the problem. Let's talk about the solution. You came up with an awesome product, and you have some testimonials. Tell us a little bit about the product, how it works, what's the ingredients, and then also how can everybody find it and get it?
Well, it's an all-natural product, as you said. The main ingredient in it is cayenne pepper. Cayenne pepper is said to be a natural antibiotic, a natural painkiller, a circulation stimulator, and most importantly, a healing promoter. In addition, there's bloodroot, which is sanguine, which helps to remove plaque from the teeth. There's echinacea, which is a natural immune booster. Oak bark and bayberry extracts, which are astringents that help to tighten up your gums, because when you get it, your gums get infected and sore, they get mushy. And then it's got a little bit of tea tree oil, which is an antibacterial, right, and peppermint oil, which is also an antibacterial.
How many times a day do we use it, and then how do we use it?
Well, what we recommend is twice a day, after breakfast, It's a concentrate, comes in a 1 ounce bottle with a dropper. You mix, starting with about 5 drops. It's pretty spicy. It's a cayenne pepper in it. And about a half ounce of water or so, just enough to rinse your mouth out once. And what we usually suggest is you get a soft toothbrush, dip it into the mixture, and brush your teeth with it first. After you brush your teeth, you take the remainder of the Perigum mixture and then rinse for at least 30 seconds. And after you spit it out, you don't eat or anything for at least 30 minutes to get the residual effect. The most important time to use it is the second time just before you go to bed at night. And because while you're sleeping, because it's absorbed into the gums and actually all the way into the bone of the jaw, it helps to heal it.
I'm a true believer of this product, and Meg and I have been using it ever since we made contact with you last year. And there is a huge difference in my gums. It's unbelievable. And when I go to the dentist, and he'll say, "What are you doing?" I said, "This is what I'm taking." And a lot of these guys don't believe in natural products. But he says, "Well, whatever you're doing, keep on doing it." And Meg gets great results with this, too. And Dr. Vijay, I think you're using this product, too.
Yes, absolutely. And I've been amazed at, you know, how clean the gum is, and, you know, yeah. You don't feel the pain or any kind of bleeding, or, you know, it just feels healthy. And, yes, my dentist, too, looks at it and says, you know, you're all set. You know, that's nothing much to be done. You know, I like that. You like that when you're sitting on a dental chair. But, Joe, tell us about your testimonials, and what do people say? I mean, you have both of us here, Dr. H and myself, you know, I can't talk enough about using such a natural product to very, very efficiently and very safely and very, you know, I must say it's not a very expensive product to
no.
buy.
Not if you've had gun surgery. Get to
oh, yes.
about that. But we got a letter from Dr. Vern Barney in Long Beach, California. And he says, "Dear Joe, a few months ago I told you about my 57-year-old daughter, Debbie. She has periodontal disease and was going to a periodontist. He said she had major pockets and was doing surgery to correct the problem. In some of the gum area, he said it was so bad, he suggested she have him remove the teeth in that area.
Wow.
He was having her come back every few weeks to do his work. I gave her some Perigum and instructed her on how to use it. A couple of weeks ago, she went back to him. After checking her mouth, his assistant was so astonished, she asked my daughter what she had been doing since the last visit. Debbie told her she had been brushing with your Perigum. All she could say was, 'Keep it up.' After the dentist examined her mouth, he was flabbergasted. He said all of the pockets had receded in size, and he wanted to know more about Perigum. I copied the article that was in the HSI newsletter and had my daughter give it to him. I saw Debbie yesterday, and she said her gums are nearly normal. She intends to continue using Perigum. She won't be without it. She didn't need any more surgery, and she, of course, she didn't need any teeth pulled." And then he got cute at the end. He said, "As long as good old dad will supply it, ha-ha. Thank you for your product, Dr. Vern Barney."
Well, now that you got us excited, how can we get this product?
Well, it's available in thousands of local health stores. We have two national distributors called UNFI on the West Coast in Rockland, California, that sell to the local retail stores, and their subsidiary Select Nutrition on the East Coast in Long Island. We also have another national distributor called Tree of Life. If you can't find it in your local health stores, it can be ordered online at our website, perigum.com. That's perigum.com. And for those who want to do it the old-fashioned way, you can send order it by mail.
Do you have a phone number?
908-272-3081.
Okay, so we can go to the website, Perry, P-E-R-I hyphen, the little hyphen mark, G-U-M.com. Awesome product. I'm very impressed with it. You have another testimonial, because I could go on and on to talk about this.
Well, this one, you know, the other one was remarkable. This one is not more than remarkable. At the top of the letter, she has in huge letters, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." This is from Ada Marie in Oracle, Arizona. Good morning, Joe. I must tell you how happy I am with Prairie Gum. By October of this year, four of my teeth had fallen out in my hand. I was speaking with my sister, who informed me she had started using Prairie Gum a year ago, and now her gums were healed and they are growing back. Didn't I tell you, she asked? No, I said. My teeth have been bleeding for 40 years, and nothing the doctors did would stop it. She gave me your number, and I called that night. On October 15th, I started using Prairie Gum, and today, November 15th, my gums have not bled for 8 days. What a miracle. The dentist said he will start working on my teeth to save the rest of them on December 1st. My gums have stopped bleeding, and my teeth have tightened up enough for me to eat normal food without pain. Toast is wonderful. I want to thank you and God for answering my prayer. Lots of love and divine light. Ada Marie.
Joe, with that note, I want to thank you with divine light, too, for being in my life and presenting me with this Prairie Gum. It's an awesome product, and we will help promote it on our show. Dr. Vijayan and I are firm believers. I thank you again very much, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you, Dr. Joe. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Nair and Dr. Piper.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So,
I
take it 2-3 times a day. I'm a firm believer. I just have the history of periodontal problems, and I know this is an excellent, excellent natural source for me to use, and Meg's had some great results, too. So I'm going to help promote it.
Well, the important thing is that, you know, it's so preventable, and we talked about, you know, the chronic inflammatory disease states, and Joe was talking about it, and I talk about my book that, you know, 85%, if you sample 85%, or one study sampled actually, 85% of people who have heart attacks, and they all have periodontal disease.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So now more and more we are finding, and, you know, in rheumatoid fever, you know, children who have rheumatoid disease, you know, we are finding more and more that, you know, it all starts with the gum. That's the starting place. So it's something that we can do naturally, and you don't have to wait till the dentist tell you that you have a problem. There are natural products in our show, Dr. H. You and I try to, you know, give our listeners, you know, the voice of an expert or someone who has been through the problems that, you know, that affect them, and then they come up with a solution. The problems are always going to be there. You know, we have just 1 minute. I think there's a Dr. Harper holding on. Dr. Harper, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you like to tell us about your experience? I know Mr. Joe Aleski has left, but this is the best that you can tell us about your experience with Prairie Gum, and what do you have to tell us, our listeners?
Many years ago, I learned that there was a Dr. Kelly that talked about how that diseases of the teeth affected various organs of the body and the different meridians going through there had a tremendous influence upon a person's overall health. So I began to look at the mouth whenever I had systemic illnesses going on and found that it correlated very, very well. He especially was using this to identify where cancers would come up, but there have been times where if I was dealing with ulcerative colitis, if I didn't deal with the gum disease or the dental abscesses, I couldn't get the ulcerative colitis to clear up. And when we did, the disease went away. So I found out through my wife about this product, and we began to use it on our clients. Some people were having a lot of root canals having to be done with dental abscesses, and they were using this product. They would dip a Q-tip into it and hold it right at the base of the tooth where the gum meets for about 5 minutes, 3 times a day, and within 2 days' time, the abscess was gone, and they canceled their root canal. And this happened numerous times. And so all of my clients that tell me they have gum disease or periodontal disease or some type of an abscess process going on or infections, especially the ones that go up in the sinus, we've been using Prairie Gum and have not had to put them on systemic antibiotics that destroy all the good gut flora, which donate to your body your mitochondria and help with digestion and protect against other infections. And so keeping the mouth in good shape. You'd already mentioned the incidence of stroke and heart attack, autoimmune diseases, and other types of illnesses that start from the inflammation in the gum. If you can control the inflammation in the mouth, at least 10% of the heart diseases in all will be decreased because you've removed one of the major sources.
We need to go to a break, Dr. Harper. What I'd like to do is when we go through the break, I'd like to get your phone number. I'm in Palm Springs, and I guess you're in San Diego. I'd like to talk to you more about this.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Let's take a break, and we'll be back with Kiss Your Life Hello.
Nose and sinus
steps
issues, wash the
mood.
Tissues. The new Netty NasoPure, all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Netty, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE. Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nayer's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Hello, welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Vijay, and I have Dr. H with us. We are back on the show. We've had an amazing number of people, guests, doctors, who've been on our show now for just this segment. Dr. H, we just found out that Dr. Harper was actually in a board certified in internal medicine and in holistic or integrative medicine, and he has vast extensive knowledge about, you know, the connections between chronic inflammation and disease states. So it's very, very good to have, you know, doctors and dentists like Dr. Leela Pillay, you know, talking about, you know, preventive measures that you can take every day.
Yeah, I'm glad he called in. I wish he had even called in a couple minutes earlier. We had more time to talk with him, but I'm going to spend some time talking with him. Maybe we can bring him on as a guest in the next few weeks.
That's really great. I do want to emphasize this link between chronic inflammation and disease states, mm-hmm. because chronic inflammation, as we have spoken in our numerous segments of our show, we have talked about linking emotional states, lack of proper lifestyle choices, nutrition, and how everything else can contribute to the problem of chronic inflammation. But we also in our show try to talk about solutions, possible solutions. Now, one solution may not be the answer for everyone, but there are different solutions there, and it's worthwhile looking at every aspect of mind, body, and spiritual health, including emotional health. So it's a very important topic that chronic inflammation is not just, food alone that you put into your system, isn't it? It's just your emotions, your stress, everything else that you take into your system over the period of years can trigger chronic inflammation. And it's not an acute inflammation, which is good for you, but chronic inflammation can lead to disease in the body.
There are more and more studies being done on the connection between the body and the mind. For a lot of people, they think, well, it's just a physical problem. But you're right. It is really connected to the emotions. I know you and I definitely advocate that if somebody's going through some sort of chronic problem, is to deal with the emotions also. And whether we go to a psychotherapist, we go to a psychologist, we deal with these past issues. Because I'm a believer, and you're a believer, that a lot of these unresolved issues or these traumas that we've had in life come out and manifest in a physical form.
Absolutely. And, we walk the talk. You know, you have been involved in a number of products and, advocating what is the best in terms of the science-based, evidence-based. And we've come out with the Jiva line of products, you know, the curcumin and the fermented soy, and a holistic integrative diet that you need to take in that is anti-inflammatory in nature. So it's very important that we put the whole concept, everything together. And the crucial word there is we're addressing chronic inflammation. Now, without much ado, I'd like to bring on our caller in. We have a caller here today, Laura Fedoroff. Laura, welcome to the show. It's very great to have you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Dr. Nair and Dr. Piper.
Good morning.
Now, tell us a little bit, Laura, what made you, what is your story and why, what would you like to, tell our listeners about what you have?
Well, I find it interesting that you were just talking about chronic inflammation and the emotional, what the emotions can do to affect chronic inflammation, because I was diagnosed in December of 2008 with stage 3 breast cancer. I had a 7-centimeter tumor, and I also had inflammatory breast cancer. It was in my axillary lymph node as well. And I felt from the beginning that this was really a symptom of emotional issues that I was having for the 2 years prior leading up to this event. I was also living in a toxic environment because I was renovating my house and living in it. I was in excellent physical shape, or so I thought, but I was physically working my body too hard, and I was not taking care of myself by eating the proper foods. So I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer, and being somebody who likes to analyze things, and I do a lot of research, and I like talking to people, I carved my own path of healthcare. I did go through traditional oncology. I went through 6 months of chemotherapy. But at the same time, I had consulted a nutritionist and went on a macrobiotic diet. I was on a full regime of supplements, and the highlight of that being the fermented soy and the curcumin products. I was in regular touch with a macrobiotic counselor. I had an acupuncturist and an energy healer. I was seeing a therapist. I was doing marital work, all these things at once over a six-month period, meditating every day, walking every day, doing lymph scrubs, all these things that I was advised to do by all these wonderful people. And lo and behold, 6 months later, in June, I went for breast MRI and PET scan, and they couldn't find any cancer in my body whatsoever.
Laura, you know what the key thing is you took responsibility.
Yeah, I think
I
did an interview with the paper, and that was the last line in the interview was, the main thing is you have to become your own advocate.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I'm so glad that I had the wherewithal and the personality to do that, because when you're diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer, it's hard to get your head off the pillow, never mind start blazing your own trail. But I did do it, and now one of the reasons I wanted to call in is because I'm hell-bent on getting this information out and helping other women maybe avoid surgery. I decided to decline surgery. The standard of care is to have surgery anyway, and they were pushing
me... about a double mastectomy.
Yeah. Well, they were pushing me towards doing that, and it just felt wrong. And by over the 6 months, I had learned to trust my instincts, and I had to... It was extremely difficult. It took me 6 weeks to make the decision, and it was agonizing, but... I did decide not to have surgery because I could tell from inside that it just felt like it was the wrong path for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Laura, for being on our show, and we'd love to have you more and talk more about, you know, what you're up to and what you're doing. But if people want to contact you, because this is an unsolicited, call, and you're on your way to talk about, you know, your recovery and what you have done and to work with, I understand that you're also on the advisory committee of your hospital, you're on a number of women's group. How do people get in touch with you if they want to hear more about your story?
Well, I'd be happy to give out my phone number and my email address. My phone number is 413-637-4663. It's 637-HOME, H-O-M-E. And my email address is L-A, F as in Frank, E, T as in Tom, H-E-R, at yahoo.com. I am working on forming a nonprofit organization called WIN, W-I-N, which is Women's Integrative Network, so that other women can get this same type of care, because obviously I spent a lot of money on this process, and a lot of other women won't be able to afford to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to try to get help for these other women to have the same experience that I did.
Right, and just to share experiences, and everybody have to touch base with themselves, what they need to address, you know, all the issues in their life. Thank you so much, Laura, for being on our show, and we'd love to have you on and talk in depth about what you're doing and, you know, how much of help that you're and how much your life has turned around.
Yeah,
you know?
Amazing.
I've known about your story for some time, and I'm just totally amazed at, you know, how much your heart goes out to help other people.
No, well, I really appreciate you having me on, even just for a few minutes. If I could come back, that would be great. And
we'd love to have you back, yes.
Appreciate everything. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Hitch, so we have, you know, callers here who call us, and, you know, doctors, MDs, dentists, you know, people who are making products, you know. There is hope out there. So for those of you who are going through a very difficult health challenge, or, you know loved ones, the idea is to connect you with people, you know, and you have choices, you know, just to listen in, that you have choices that you have to take advantage of. So we just want to thank you for being in our show today, for participating in our show, for all those guests who participated in our show. Thank you very much. And till we see you again, you know, Dr. Hitch and Dr. Vijay signing off. Take care, keep smiling, and all's well.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Wake up with a unique daily show covering the world of sports with a new perspective. Get Off the Bench with Mitchell John. We'll bring you the current sports news and events happening now, not later like the others. Your first look at sports will feature the news and views from professional, college, and high school sports. Tune in with Mitchell John for a can't-miss program every weekday. Catch Get Off the Bench with Mitchell John weekday mornings at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com or call 877-853-PURE.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show with Dr. Vijaya and Dr. H. We had so many people on today, which was really awesome. If our listeners want more information on the Perigum and Laura's website, if they email us at info@kissyourlifehello.com, we can get back with these people. We get a lot of questions after the end of our show, and the best thing to do is to get contact, because the email address actually goes to Dr. Vijaya and myself, so we respond very quickly to the people. So, Dr. Vijaya, you must have been in a hurry. I'm still here. Are you still here?
I am still here. I think I was signing off. My heart was just filled with gratitude for what we were doing, yeah. Dr. Hitch, that we had so many wonderful guests and so many wonderful solutions to a lot of the problems that people are having there. And it's just so wonderful to be able to give out this information out and to thank people, you know, for those who write to us and who call us and want to be on our show. We thank you so much. We obviously can't have every one of you, but we're going to try to have in more callers and our listeners who actually want to talk about their problem and what they have done. And, you know, it's still a choice. We do not endorse or, say that you have to go on a definite path. But we're here to provide you with choices. And, you know, that's the most important thing.
That's the key thing, too. You know, and what Laura mentioned in part of her conversation with us a little while ago, and also last week when I mentioned at the news about this, the interview of this magazine with this oncologist, and the oncologist said the first thing, and Laura said the same thing, is take responsibility. Take responsibility for your life. Okay, you have the C word. It's scary. Or even with a heart attack or even with HIV or hepatitis, it doesn't make a difference. Take responsibility and start doing the research. Start doing the studies. Read my books. Read Dr. Vijaya's books. Read other books that are out there. Get information. Be informed. There are choices. It doesn't have to be all nutraceutical. It doesn't have to be all pharmaceutical. It can be a balance of each. And sometimes we need to go from to the allopathic, and we need to go to the alternative. But find a balance in life, and that's the whole key thing. And I think if there's anything that you and I talk about on our shows, even though we have all these awesome different guests on, it's we have choices. We have the ability to take responsibility, and we also have the fact of finding balance, you know, homeostasis, balance in the body, mind, and spirit needs to be balanced. Otherwise, we get to the extremes, and we get to it's that old all or nothing type of thing. So,
oh, we
learn on this planet, and that's why we're here in this lifetime, to teach and to be taught.
You know, that's and to share. See, the message that Laura have to say is that, you know, she herself went through terminal cancer, breast cancer, and she's now not just a survivor, but she wants to help other people. She's giving out her number, her email addresses, and she talks in so many of the women's support groups. She's on the hospitals in a committee now. When you make your life, you know, not just about yourself, but about the world, about, you know, humanity, even about helping your next door neighbor, it doesn't matter. But every experience that we go through, if we can just journal it or write it and just share. A lot of times, Dr. H, the other big word, it's an S word, it's called shame. We feel shameful. We feel like we caused the illness. Now, that's not what this is about. Mm-hmm. We all may have done things that we didn't know or we weren't conscious of. The important thing is that, you know, we take responsibility and say, okay, now let me see what I can do to, you know, overcome, if I can, and put myself on the path of healing, if that is your choice. Some people may not say that. Some people may not have that wish that they want to be healed. And that's also a choice that they make. But I think it's very important that, you know, at least in, you know, we both talk about it a lot, that many people, you know, it's not just about bargaining with God. You know, God, if I, you know,
right.
if I, you know, if you cure me of this disease, I will do X, Y, Z.
Right.
This is not about a bargaining. There's nothing to bargain. It's, you know, you're precious in the eyes of the universe, whichever religion or religious or spiritual faith you belong to. So whatever you do with your life, it's so important. But for you to share that, you know, your journey with others, you know, so they can help them as well and help yourself, it's incredible. It's an incredible gift.
A very dear friend of mine wrote a book many years ago called Awakening in Time by Jacqueline Small. Jackie wrote this book somewhere in the mid-late 80s, Awakening in Time. And when you're talking, when you're saying that just now, I was saying to myself, if we stay awake, the teachers come into our life. If we're asleep and we're not taking responsibility and we have our head in the sand, teachers will walk back and forth and we won't ever have the ability to be taught, or just the opposite, or to teach, because I believe that we're all teachers and I believe that we're all students. So I have people in my life that teach me and vice versa.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that's so true. And everything that we learn and everything we put out to the universe, you know, and we're willing to share that. And you know, to share not just that you have overcome something. Sometimes you have not overcome. The lesson may be in that you're trying to overcome, and at that point, you allow people to come into your life to give you their help or their expertise. And, you know, just to be open to listen, you know, and sometimes there may be a way that you can solve your problem with another human being's help. So I think it's an incredible gift that all of us can give to ourselves and to other people. You know, so take on. And Dr. H, we talk about that. You know, sometimes when you open the newspapers every day, you read about so many crimes and against humanity and against, you know, man to man or man to brother. And it's against ourselves. But also you read about, and sometimes you don't read about, how individuals are making such an impact, such a difference on the planet. You know, more and more, I read somewhere that more and more individuals are choosing to do things, you know, for the lesser developed countries or lesser developed, you know, nations, or someone who's poorer in your country or your state or your community. Even just taking that effort to help other people, you know, expands your vision and expands your problems to taking on others. And then you see your problem in perspective. Says, oh, you know what? My problem is not so bad after all. I think I can handle this, you know? And that's an amazing thing, to be inspired from the heart. You know, sometimes we say we know all the answers. You know, how do you lose weight? How do you do this? Sometimes we think we have all the answers. But what's lacking is the inspiration to take the next big leap into the unknown. You know, to take a leap of faith and say, you know what? I really want to do this. I'm so inspired. I'm so fired up.
And we have the ability today, there are so many different forms of support groups, you know, whether it's for alcohol, drug addiction, families that are dealing with alcoholism, cancer survivors, HIV. So we have the ability to reach out if we're willing to ask for help and have that support. And I think that's the whole factor of what we're learning in today's life, is that we are a community. We're not just an individual. We're not with that old movie, No Man's an Island, and that we are part of a community, and we have the ability. It's there. It's in the yellow pages and the white pages. Just ask for help, and there are support groups. We don't have to do this alone. No matter what it is, we are not alone.
That's so such a great message, and with that, we really need to end this today's segment.
Are you sure now this time?
For sure. We'll see you guys, everyone, our listeners. Thank you so much for listening in, and take care of yourselves and keep breathing, keep smiling. We love you.
And if no one's told you that they love you today, let me be the first. Love you all. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now.
See you next week.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thank
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.